Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for leaving the US general election away from the TV or the radio and listening to us here on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm John Yule, and Michael Coates will be along later on. And as I say, many thanks for giving us your attention and not that of the current US election, which we don't seem to be able to get away from at the moment. We began this week with a return to Emmett Cohen's new release, Vibe Provider, and one of the three tracks featuring additional musicians to Emmett's own trio, namely Tivon Pennicott on tenor, Bruce Harris on trumpet, Frank Lacey on trombone, Cecil Petraka on an instrument called the Koshka, and we heard also Emmett's usual trio, Emmett on piano, of course, Philip Norris on bass, Kyle Poole on drums. Recorded at the Sear Sound Studio in New York, January 2025. The album is called Vibrator, and indeed that is the title of the track that we heard. As I say, Emmett Cohen's latest album still doing very well in the American charts. I think it must be his most successful album to date. On to the second track for today, then. Another album which has sold very well over recent weeks is Big George, from a lineup calling themselves One for All, featuring George Coleman. But again, I'm not playing one of the three tracks that George Coleman does feature on. This was recorded at Sear Sounds on the 27th of September 2022, New York City, of course, and this is a very serious lineup indeed. Jim Rotondi on trumpet, Eric Alexander on tenor, we've got Steve Davis on trombone, David Hasseltine on piano, John Weber on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. Arguably, a lineup which includes some of the very, very best on their particular instruments. Steve Davis actually wrote this composition for this lineup, and this is called Cove Island Breeze.
Thank you.
Right, that was One for All, not featuring George, as we said on the intro, or I said on the intro. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, with me, our host for this first hour, as usual, John Yule. Brand new release time now, and straight into the American charts this week, and it was only released 2 weeks ago in America, but it's already out here as well. I was delighted to receive this new CD from singer Samara Joy, who on Monday next week reaches the withering old age of 25. Something of an extension for Samara here on this new album. She's working with a larger band and also a wider range of material and a rather wider different range of approaches. Here, however, is one of the more familiar pieces on the album. It was recorded at the Van Gelder Studios, by the way. The album is called Portrait, and the composers here, a rather unusual combination, Antonio Carlos Jobim and John Hendricks. This is the familiar number No More Blues from Samara Joy.
No more to roam. Home is where the heart is. The funny part is, my heart's been right there all along. No more tears and no more sighs. No more fears. I've said my last goodbye. If travel beckons me, I swear I'm gonna refuse. I'm gonna settle down and there'll be no more blues. I've traveled around the world in search of happiness, but all the happiness I found was in my hometown. No more blues, I'm going back home. No more dues, I'm through with all my wandering. Now I'll settle down and never roam and find a man and build a home. When we settle down, there'll be no more blues, nothing but happiness when we settle down. There'll be no more blues, nothing but happiness when we settle down. There'll be no more blues. My heart's been right there all along. fears. I've said my last goodbye if travel beckons me. I swear I'm gonna refuse, I'm gonna settle down, and there'll be no more blues. Every day when I am far away, my thoughts turn homeward, forever homeward. I have traveled around the world in search of happiness, but all the happiness I found was in my when we settle down, when we settle down, settle, settle down, when we settle down.
Tomorrow Joy. How's that for something from someone's third ever album? As I've said, something of an extension for Tomorrow on this new CD, with arrangements supplied by the various members of the band, most of whom are new names to me. The arranger of No More Blues was the trumpet and flugel player on the session, Jason Charros. We also heard from Kendrick McAllister on tenor, who is the arranger on the next track we're going to play, and also included David Mason on alto and flute, Donovan Austin on trombone, Connor Rohrer on piano, Felix Mosholm on bass, and Evan Sherman on drums, all completely new names to me. A composition coming up from the album now, which was written by Joe Morrow and Kim Gannon. It's a number most associated with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra, Autumn Nocturne. Reminds me of a night. From that album again in a few weeks' time, in probably sooner than a few weeks' time. Samara Joy's brand new album, Portrait, is now out on the Verve label. Back to the new release on which trombonist Michael Deese plays baritone sax, along with Steve Davis, we hear him again on trombone, Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Jocelyn Gould on guitar. Jocelyn actually has got her own album out called Elegant Traveller, which Michael plays trumpet on that one, so there's no end to the guy's talents. And on this album, we're going to also hear Bill Cunliffe on piano, Rodney Whitaker on bass, Jim Alfreden on the Hammond B3, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, and Alex Acuna on percussion. Recorded at the Troubadour Studios in Lansing, Missouri, the album is called Groves Groove. I knew I'd have trouble with that. I did last time I played the album. Michael Deese is the composer of this particular track that's coming up. And if anyone from the company concerned would like to contribute to the station's advertising budget, or advertising fund even, they'd be made most welcome. This is called Seiko Time. Seiko Time from Michael Deese. Right, you're listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on DAB and various other outlets. We'll do the gig guide now, which won't take too much time up this week. Gig guide for the 5th of November onwards. The Lascar tomorrow evening at the usual opening time. They'll be presenting a lineup called Now It Can Be Told, described as a dynamic, new and exploratory music group. The lineup is as follows: Dee Byrne on alto, Chris Sharkey on guitar, Michael Barden on bass, or bass guitar in actual fact, and Johnny Hunter is on the drums. Commanders tomorrow night, sizzling gypsy jazz from guitarist Danny Maddox. And just one more gig this week, and that's Sheffield Jazz at Crooks Club on Friday the 8th of November, an 8 p.m. start as well. Very much a guitar night. John Stoll, New York-born but now living in Portland, Oregon, is one of the two guitarists featured, and the other is our own Jamie Taylor, who you might remember came and played for us here on the show earlier this year. Completing the quartet will be Jeremy Brown on bass and Dave Walsh on drums. Moving on now to pianist Tim Ray, best known as being Tony Bennett's last pianist and musical director. Tim also performs with, amongst others, Kurt Elling, Gary Burton, Esperanza Spalding, Scott Hamilton and Dave Douglas. This is a track from his album Excursions and Adventures, which was recorded at the WGBH studio in Boston, Massachusetts. I think WGBH is actually the PBS station in Boston. It was recorded in May 2019, and with Tim we hear Lynn Carrington on drums and John Petitucci is on the bass. The composition is by Franz Lehart, so this is one for the teenagers, all you Richard Tauber fans out there. Tim Ray and Yours Is My Heart Alone.
Thank you.
Big band time now, and my favourite big band album of the last 30 years, Bob Kono's LA Big Band, and they play the music of Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays, which is the title of the album, recorded in 1994, I think out of the top of my head, at Capitol Studios in Hollywood, certainly in Los Angeles. When ex-Kenton arranger Bob Kono conceived this album, I queried as to whether there was sufficient material by Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays to available to make a full album out of it all. How wrong I was. There are actually two volumes these days. Bobby Shue is the featured artist on trumpet here, starring on trumpet, and the title of the track from the Bob Kono LA Big Band is Always and Forever.
Thank you.
Wonderful, Bobby Shue on trumpet. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and DAB, and a variety of other outlets. And we're returning to this Bob Corno album with the LA Big Band, and this is one of my favourites of many on this particular album. Well, the album is arranged and conducted by Bob Corno, and this is the track that I am talking about. It's the last one on the album, actually, track 12, and it's called Have You Heard?
Thank you.
Fine guitar work there from Paul Viapiano with the Bob Curnow LA Big Band and their wonderful album, The Music of Lyle Mays. And, I've forgotten. Never mind. anyway, the album, the track we heard, rather, is Have You Heard? Of course, Pat Metheny was the name I couldn't think of 2 seconds ago. Thank you for being with us. Michael Coates is ready to take over after the station ID, and we're going to play one more track in this first hour for you. We won't quite get it all in. I thought we'd better go back to the album with George Coleman on 4 or 5 of the tracks and play a track that George Coleman is on. Because we haven't as yet on the show. The album is the one I played earlier today, the second track actually on the album today, and it's the lineup called One for All featuring George Coleman. This is the Hank Mobley favourite, a regular with a lot of bands around the country here in the UK as well as in the USA. This is I Dig of You. From me, John Yule, thanks again, and please stay tuned for the second hour of the show with Michael Coates.